there. This is Georgia Day, creator of Georgia's Career Success Tips podcast. Today, we'll look at the word accountability. What does it mean? It describes accepting responsibility. An individual has accountability for their acts and behaviors. Sometimes, taking accountability means admitting you made a mistake. Yes, punishment may result, but accountability shows ownership and being willing to admit mistakes. Have you ever thought about someone else's actions, wishing they had been held accountable? Or have you seen someone need to be given credit for something positive? How about your personal and professional accountability? If you're like me, this is a tougher question, not only looking at yourself and doing so frequently. Developing accountability is part of your journey towards success. As Robert J. Ringer, American entrepreneur, put it, success is a matter of understanding and religiously practicing specific, simple habits that always lead to success. Why is this important? Reviewing your thoughts, words, and actions frequently can help keep you centered and humble. We all make mistakes. Holding yourself accountable allows you to recognize the good, the bad, and the ugly. You can then make any necessary changes and move on. Want to make this as quick and painless as possible? Here's my first creative tip for you. Take 5 minutes before you go to sleep at night and review your day. There'll probably be some negatives, but if you look honestly, you will most likely see many positives. They don't have to be big things. You might have smiled at the grocery clerk in line and cheered them up. Then think about simply being grateful for being here one more day. Here's my second creative tip for you. When you see someone refusing to take responsibility for something they've said or done, simply let that be a lesson for you to not do the same. Remember that while you don't have control over others, you do have control over yourself. My third creative tip for you, when you get up in the morning, stretch, smile, and say to yourself, when I review my day before I go to sleep, I will hold myself accountable for any negatives, and I'll also give myself credit for the positive things that happened. I'd love to know how you did, so if you'd like, leave me a comment below or send me a quick email to let me know how practicing these tips changed your day. The email address dedicated to you is podcasts@kamama.net. In closing, I give you a quote from Dan Green, another American entrepreneur. To finish strong, you first have to begin. Until next time, this is Georgia Day, creator of Georgia's Career Success Tips podcast. As always, my passion is your success.